Broadcasting live to the Vale of Clwyd, the North Wales coast, and worldwide at pointfm.co.uk. You're listening to 103.1 Point FM.
Traffic on 103.1 Point FM. From probably the biggest band in Wales and probably the UK, we're going to talk to Ian from Kids in Glass Houses now. Are you there, Ian?
I am. Hello.
How are you doing?
Not bad, mate. Not bad, George.
Yeah, I'm not bad. How was your gig last night? I believe you were gigging in Cardiff last night.
Yeah, we did a cheeky little album launch show in the Solace in Cardiff, and it was amazing. Like, loads of people turned up. Friends and family were there. New songs went down wicked as well, so, yeah.
A bit of a big homecoming then, really, I suppose.
Yeah, no, it was cool because we only announced it like last minute, and to get that sort of response,
yeah,
it was amazing. So yeah, it was wicked.
I remember when I was living down in Cardiff. I was in university down there at the Atrium, and that's all they ever talked about. It was you, Kids in Glass Houses. There's Kids in Glass Houses. Like, okay, but from what I've heard from your new album, it's pretty special stuff that you've done on this new album.
Oh, thanks, man. Like, yeah, we just kind of wanted to do more of a sort of classic rock record and recorded it all live and did it a sort of old school way and got a really, really good feel for like the songs and we're really happy with it.
What are your influences for it? Because I've read in your press release that it's got the British swagger and the American sound. What sort of bands influenced you throughout the album, like, and things?
Massive influences were sort of bands like Oasis.
Yeah.
And then The Boss, like Bruce Springsteen, was like a huge influence. So we were watching the Born to Run making of DVD quite a bit when we were over there, because that was like his third record, and yeah, it was quite an inspirational watch, and yeah, it kind of led us to put a sack on the record. Yeah, it was good. Like those sort of bands, like bands that just write classic songs that sort of go down. And like they're still around in 20 years, 30 years, like, do you know what I mean?
It is a classic album. There's loads of big riffs in it. I know your new single "Animals." It's got a very I can't mention the name of the song because it's got quite a rude word in it. But from a certain Oasis album, it's got that kind of big riff to it. I think you know probably which one I'm on about, which I can't mention. But what else was I going to say? How did you go about writing the album? Do you write the songs on tour and stuff, and then just go into the studio, or do you just work in the studio and?
We set out to write the album, like we knew we were going to do it, so it's just a case of sort of writing in the bedroom or like write on the practice room and just bash stuff out and just keep playing it until it's right. And a lot of the time we're really quite anal with our songs and not really happy with them, and it takes us ages to get them right, but with this record they just seem to come together so quickly that it was quite strange, really, but they're all wicked, so we're happy with it.
They're all big songs, like there's big choruses, big, like it says in the thing, big layers as well of orchestral things, strings as well. It's really
Yeah, no, like other instrumentation is always something we've been keen on, and sort of synths and strings and whatnot is what we brought in, and like a lot of horns, a lot of horns on the record, and yeah, I just think it gives songs more punch and just makes things a bit more theatrical and dramatic and classic as well.
How will you, with all the strings and things, how will you take it on tour? Will it be to the bare minimum, or are you planning on taking a string section and?
No, it's just a really big synth.
Right. It's probably the easiest way, I suppose.
We're hopefully going to be able to sort of, we had the horn players with us last night, so hopefully we'll be able to do it again.
We'll see.
I mean, we've been using keys live for a while now, and it just thickened out the sound so much, it sounds wicked.
Cool. Where's your tour going then? You're going all over the country, I suppose, is it? I think you're doing V next week, is it? And then your tour starts October, is it?
Yeah, we've got V on the weekend, and then tour starts October 1st, so we're going like up and down. We're doing all over
just
as usual, and it's going to be wicked. Like I said, like the new songs went down really well last night, so we can't wait to get out there and sort of play them to more people.
Good. I've had a few questions on Twitter. We asked some of your fans. Like, there's only two, to be honest, but I had one of Kate asking, "Is Joel Fisher single 'He's Stupidly Hot'?"